Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
This is episode 125. It's actually going to be a Foul Monkeys light. We just have an extra person here.
Uno, dos, cinco.
About a 30-minute show, maybe 35.
Yeah. Depends on how long it takes for him to come. Wait, what?
Oopsie pie.
Sometimes that can take a long time.
It just depends on the speed and motion of everything.
Yeah.
Talk higher, Dom.
All right.
Or louder.
Whatever works.
Louder.
So, we're episode 125. Herb and I just got back from the Olive Garden. Our friend Charity hooked us up.
Charity provided.
Yeah.
Like, craziness awesome.
But we left her a good tip, so it was cool.
In the bathroom.
We gave her a good tip. Two tips of our penises.
Simultaneously?
Whoops. Yeah.
Right on.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
She's freaky like that, so I guess that works really well.
And then there was some other person twisting her titties, so.
Freaky deaky.
Whatever.
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, you haven't seen her boobies yet?
Oh no, that, I'm just saying, the action.
Oh. Well, maybe for Halloween we'll be able to see them again.
Right on.
Titty twisting?
So we're going to Dom's and Drew's Halloween party. It's what? Not this Saturday, but next Saturday,
next
right?
Next Saturday, yes.
So I've decided that I'm going to go as, what am I going? As a vampire.
Vampire.
Or
titty-sickle vampire.
Or Dracula, I guess. He was a vampire, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Count Dracula.
I was thinking about going as, what is it, Francis Ford Coppola's with that big butt head thing. You know that?
Yeah.
With the hair. Maybe I'll do that.
Like Bram Stoker's?
Oh, is that who I mean?
Well, Francis Ford Coppola
they did
directed the movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, directed, like, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, okay, yeah. I like that movie. It's pretty cool. So, what are you going to go as, Herb? Do you know yet?
I don't know.
I'm going to go as Herb because I'm that fucking cool.
I don't really do Halloween. I do candy.
Shut up. Go to Party City. We'll get something for you.
All right, cool. Yeah, 30% off. I'm feeling that.
I heard that there's a big Halloween superstore up on the north side.
That's Spirit of Halloween, from what I've heard from my customers, yeah, dude, though it's more expensive.
Dude, Spirit, yeah, they move from like town to town all the time. Like,
oh, really?
We had that.
It's a part of
yeah.
Sensors.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like
the same company.
A Carney kind of thing. Huh?
Yeah,
they just go
it's really
from town
kind of
to
creepy.
Town. Ooh. Do they have costumes big enough for me over at Party City?
Yeah, we have plus size costumes.
You have to be like Juggernaut
or
Hulk. That
cracks me up. I'm a 35-year-old woman, and I weigh 400 pounds.
Hey,
I'm
just,
plus-sized.
Just when you go, do you realize that you'll fit in the plus-sizes, not the smalls, not the costumes made for these people that don't realize that. It's really kind of disturbing at times. And I can't say what I want and be like, no.
Yeah.
That no, shit's not going to fit go you, on. You fat bitch.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a fun job, and I like to keep it. So, and the 30% discount is amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So can you hook us up with a discount if we go there?
Sure.
If it's like your day off, you'd have to buy it though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that sounds good.
Well,
though.
We'll go
I mean,
there
like
on Sunday.
I'll do stuff for holidays, but it's like, I don't know. Generally, it's like, well, if I do it by myself, hey, that's cool as long as I have a good time. But with like holidays, it's different because it's like if no one else is doing it with me, then it's like, dude, whatever. So me and my friends for the past few years haven't really done much for Halloween. Like last year, we went to a concert. And that was fucking amazing. And the year before that, too. But, like, we didn't dress up. We just went out. You know what I mean? Because, we, you know, there was a mosh pit, and we were going to get, like, fucked up anyway. So, we're,
yeah,
like,
well,
fuck the costume.
There's not going to be a mosh pit at the House of D.
Right.
I hope not.
Only in the
I don't want to be a part of that.
Maybe an orgy, but,
In the banyo.
I might want to be a part of that.
I'm sure you'd be the one that starts it.
That sounds about right.
I'm like, come here, everybody. Come here. Everybody take their tops off. And then everybody take their underwear off. No, I have to be country. Everybody take their underwears off.
Underwears. Right on.
So, Herb, would you like to tell everyone the great news that you had yesterday?
Yeah, I got fired.
Woo!
Wal Muerto sucks my pinga. And yeah, well, basically, I told the story so many times now, but basically, I helped a customer outside of Walmart with a laptop and a printer that I sold him, and he turned that into some kind of self-manipulated mental crap that he thought I was like, had some contract with him to help him on a weekly basis, and he thought that that part of our agreement, which wasn't even an agreement, was associated or affiliated with Walmart. So he came back to Walmart returning it, saying he doesn't need the laptop because one of your employees is not going to help me. And it's like, it had nothing to do with that. So basically, my manager was really cool, and it wasn't her fault. So, I mean, you know, I don't get mad about stuff like that. To me, it's like, dude, it's work, whatever, I'll find another job. But they were like, you know, we have to let you go because if we let this go, then we let everybody go, and it's a conflict of interest. And I'm like, I can't stand that term, conflict of interest. It just it upsets me hearing it. It makes me want to break something when I hear it because it sounds like
your mom's a conflict.
It sounds like beverage. Conflict of beverage. Interest. I can't stand that fucking word. It's a fucking drink, motherfucker. Airport bitches.
Would you like an adult beverage?
No. They're like, would you like delicious. A complimentary beverage, sir? And it's like, it's too proper. It's like gross, you know? It's not like proper from England English. It's just proper, like, crap-ass PC American English. I don't know.
Crap-ass PC American language.
But anyway, so I had a great day, though, because I left and it was like, yeah! I'm off the rest of the day.
When I found out, I about had a heart attack.
And I'm like, hush, babe. I've had 10 jobs in 3 years. I can cope with this. I'll have a new job.
I cannot believe you say that as if it's something
No, good. It's amazing.
It's not amazing.
Yes, it is because it's taught me how to deal with jobs.
I'm 60 and I've had 427 jobs.
Plus, I have a lot more experience than most people, which is awesome.
Well, if you say working at a store for 6 weeks is experience, okay.
It was never 6 weeks.
It was more like four.
No. My longest job was Walmart. It was a year and 2 months.
What's your shortest job?
But other ones have always been like 6 months or so.
What's your very shortest job, though?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was that short. He can't remember. That's what it is.
They hired him and he never showed up.
Well, I worked at Wendy's twice, the same one. Like, I went back to it. And the second time, I only worked there for like 3 weeks. And because then Walmart hired me, and that was when I got it. So I was like, fuck that.
And they were all pissed off at you, too.
No, it was fine.
I know, I usually just
we still got free food. Like, the day after, I like went by there in the middle of the night, and one of my employees at Wendy's didn't know I quit yet. But the manager already knew, but he didn't know. So he like hooked us up, and we got all this food, and
Remember when I was there, and they hooked us up with free food, too.
Yeah, that really
good
guy. We
had like 10 billion chicken nuggets.
Right on.
Yeah, it was awesome. Sounds delicious. Mark... That really gay guy?
Yeah, he was super
I was like,
gay.
This is my boyfriend, and we need some free food. And he's like, oh, my God.
Speaking of gay people, I don't know. If you're going to tell him to listen to the show, maybe you shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Who?
But then you don't have to tell him to talk about the show, but then you could talk about it.
Well, if he is. Anyways, I have a sinking suspicion. General manager at Party Town.
Party Town.
Party Town.
Or Felice Town. Okay.
It's always hard to start back up when GarageBand
fucks up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
What's that about Apple?
It's not Apple. GarageBand.
Yes, it is. It's GarageBand. It's a product of Apple.
Your mom's
Anyways,
a product of Apple.
So I believe that the general manager is a homosexual, which I don't think he'd find
Oh,
offensive.
Don't say homosexual.
Okay, gay?
The homosexual.
Gay.
Gay?
Yeah.
He's gay. I'm sorry. I don't know the
and
PC
And don't
term.
Ever say Herb. Don't ever tell someone, oh, yeah, Herb is Ricky's life partner. I cannot fucking stand
I don't
that.
Think I've ever said that.
I know, but I've heard people say, are you life partners? Just like, we're not that fucking gay, okay?
Okay, so you're not down with the PC terms?
No.
All right.
I ain't down with anyways, no PC shit.
Anyways, so, I mean, if he is, I don't think he'd mind me saying it. And if he's not, then I'm not going to tell him about the show because I don't think he'd be interested.
So you need us to go to
Party City in
Felice Town.
And use your gaydar to find out if he is.
Is he chubby?
Yes.
Oh, well, Herb will be able to tell you.
Yeah. Because I'll look at him
Herb
more intently.
Herb uses his sonar sound waves, and it depends on the density of the body.
Oh, okay.
Really, yeah.
Anyways, speaking of Party City, I don't know if anybody's really been there and noticed the costumes. They're quite scantily clad. And I'm not just talking about the women's costumes either.
It's coming through.
Stop.
Stop it. They're really kind of scantily clad, and this includes the little girls' costumes.
It's no way.
Yes, it's like a pedophile heaven.
Ew.
And at first, I was really blaming Party City, you know, and I'm not absolving them of any of the blame it at all. But
wait, what?
Yeah, no, the little girls' costumes.
They're skanky.
They're skanky. They're like really scantily clad. And so I thought about it for a while, and really it's a society byproduct. Think about it, right? Every corporation has a research and development team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at the sales year after year, see what's selling, what's not selling. And parents are buying the scantily clad costumes.
That's so gross. And that's disgusting.
They're blaming it on Party City for supplying it, but nobody would supply it if people weren't buying it. You know?
That's everything. Up. Fucking exactly. Supply and demand. Well, go ahead. But I mean, that's how all the bullshit happens in the world, is because some idiot out there who's rich or who doesn't manage their money well and they're poor will go and buy something ridiculous for $1 billion. And so they're like, well, now that someone will buy it, we know we can sell it for this much. And then everybody else falls into it. And then that's how Apple started.
And exactly. You know, I mean, and you got these little girls nowadays running around in these little hoochie costumes. And it's not just Halloween. It's a regular basis. You know, it's an everyday thing now.
Right.
And it's not really kind of disturbing. And this is coming from the guy that dates 16-year-olds, you know. But ew. I'm not going to go all the way. But, you know, I mean, it's a difference, you know, when they're a little bit mature, more older. And they can actually go out and, you know, they're smart enough to take their parents' money and go buy their own stuff. Whereas we're talking about 8, 9, 10-year-old girls who are having their parents buy them these things. And then when stuff happens, they blame society. They blame the news, the media, and everything else. You know, parents just aren't owning up to being what they need to be nowadays. You know, and right. I just wonder what happened to the days where little girls would dress up as Wonder Woman and Batgirl.
And like bumblebees and shit.
Pirates.
Like,
my sister was a pirate. Yeah,
you know, dress up as heroes, something that they looked up to, you know, instead of like Paris and Lohan nowadays.
Right. They have a Paris Hilton costume.
No, thank God not. Oh. But they have stuff that she would wear most definitely.
She's a whore. All of them are whores.
Yep. They're hot whores, but they're still whores.
So, changing the subject, I was listening to a podcast today called The Little Fatty Cast, and actually, I have a clip of what they talked about, so I thought maybe we'd listen to it, and then I could say what I needed to say about it.
Sure.
So here we go. Hopefully it's not too loud.
Ouch. I'm just joking.
Oh, hopefully it'll play. Okay, this isn't working. You guys talk while I check the
email. Right. So about the Party City thing, I want to hear everybody's concerns, voices, what you think is the underlying cause on everything. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or send us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And it's like, you know, the more that things become popular or the more that...
There it is. All right, you got it ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let me turn it down a little bit here. They're going to say my podcast was ruined. Here we go.
We can only play 3 today.
Right.
Okay.
Big Ben, I may or may not be leaving you a tissue bar right now, but the point of this call is I was listening to the past couple of Hamming It Up with Big Fatty and Match the Podcasters.
All right, Hamming It Up with Big Fatty and Match the Podcasters. Match the Podcasters is where they play this game, and they take quotes from other podcasts, and then Larry Vader has to guess what podcast it's from. So there's a bunch of these different podcasts, but Foul Monkeys is not included.
What?
And I've come to the conclusion that Foul Monkeys is actually not on the show, and I was just wondering why this mortal sin has occurred, and you're fat, but hot.
What? Well, I'd like to thank Ricky from Foul Monkeys for putting his listeners up, some of his listeners up, for...
We're not on the Match the Podcasters. Well, you know...
Okay. Big Fatty, how dare you say that I actually sent someone over to your show to complain that I was not on your little game show? I'm offended. I can't believe it. Can you guys believe it?
I just can't deal with it.
No.
No. Not really. That's hard to believe. I think that's crazy. Okay, here's the rest of it.
You know what? We're getting ready to redo some Match the Podcasters because right. Some of these fat asses... aren't podcasting.
Well, I was about to say, we're going to have to add more and more and more because
right. But
there's no one podcasting.
And, you know, I was, honest to God, I was thinking about this in the shower this morning.
Oh.
So, Ricky.
Ooh, he was thinking about us in the shower this morning.
Awesome.
I'm jealous.
He's cute. Here we go.
I was thinking about Foul Monkeys in the shower this morning.
Ugh.
That
Can someone please send us a vomit noise?
Maybe since you started the Foul Monkeys light, it might work to get it in Match the Podcasters, but that whole conglomeration of people that change every week in and out.
I'll never get that.
You mean my friends?
Foul Monkeys, that doesn't work for Match the Podcasters, because, you know, that was Wolf Cub, you know, said that on the Foul Monkeys, you know. You know, so just, you know, I'm not saying no, and I enjoy the Foul Monkeys, but the Foul Monkeys light might just be the key to the golden ticket, if you will.
Love a golden ticket.
Right. Okay.
Did I mention, speaking of golden things?
All right, so that was on their show today.
Dude, Willy Wonka references suck, unless it's about the old movie with Gene Wilder.
Well, actually, that they're referring to Archer's show, because he only allows 5 people to be on a show on Thursday and Friday.
So only 5 people,
well, because it gets so Skypey that you can't. Everybody's like,
I don't think we've ever had more than 5 people on the show. Yeah. At least not when I've been around.
Well, there's been, I think, 6, but
it's not often.
No, it's usually 4.
Yeah.
Or 5.
Dude, whatever. Or somebody's Foul Monkeys as a collective. It's not so-and-so from Foul Monkeys. It's motherfucking Foul Monkeys said this. That's it.
I know, but what I was going to say is there's always, no matter what show it is, one of us is always on it.
Right. I mean, he could just use the 2 of you guys for the quotes and not any of the guests.
But I guess he's working on it. I guess he'll take some of them from the Foul Monkeys light, which is this is a Foul Monkeys light, so maybe he could use this one.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway. On to the next subject. Do we have another subject?
Well, they were talking about golden tickets, and I got something golden for everybody.
Golden showers?
No, unfortunately.
Are you
maybe later.
Pee on me?
We'll wait till after the show. I don't want to get on the mic.
Did you eat asparagus?
No.
Oh, man.
Anyways, we were speaking of Halloween costumes earlier, and I am actually going to be Lance Brumner from Orange County. If you haven't seen that movie, check it out. It's amazing. And that's Jack Black. And basically, I'm going to go as him, like, totally all drunk and fucked up, because that's what I'm going to be at my party, and in my underwear. But this was brought up off the air. We want me to wear a gold, sparkly gold underwear.
Yes. Really sparkly.
And
like
unfortunately, sequin. I'm too cheap to buy it. So if anybody would be willing to buy and send me some, I will be more than glad to.
What size do you wear?
74s.
I don't know. Extra large.
What, extra large underwear?
Yeah.
So do you like want them tight, like leotard tight, or do you want them loose?
They're buying
them,
not me.
So
whatever you think he'll look sexy in.
Exactly.
What we'll do is
we'll put pictures up on the site.
Yeah.
If anybody likes a grizzly bear, Jack Black looking type guy.
Well, you're not very hairy though.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. So if you want to send Dom some gold sparkly underwear for his Halloween costume that we will take pictures of and possibly might show his butt crack, which I'm sure it'll be showing.
Well, they're buying it, so.
Go ahead and send it to us at Ricky Burton, Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And actually, we'll take anything. If you just send us like a piece of paper that says,
we'll
we
take
love you.
Anything.
We'll take anything in our box. We need a Post Office Box song. So we'll
somebody needs
first
to
thing.
Send us a dick in our box.
A dick in a box.
In our box, yes.
I hope it's not a real one that's been cut off, though.
I hope it is.
Lorena Bobbitt must have sent this to us.
That's a dedicated fan.
Actually, are you guys too young to remember her?
No, we remember.
Oh, okay. I saw his porn.
Whose?
Her husband's.
Really?
Yeah.
How interesting was it?
Yeah, his penis was sewn back on. It was pretty interesting.
That sounds painful.
I know. How do you get the feeling back after it's been cut off? That's weird.
Yep.
I don't know. Lots of Viagra.
I just like think.
Or Viaprint strips.
Where she threw it out the window and it landed in the dirt and there's probably ants and stuff all over it.
Yep.
Disgusting.
And like, I wonder if he, you know how those people that have like their arms and legs cut off and they still think they can feel them?
Yeah, it's like ghosting.
Ghost limbs or something.
Phantom pains.
Yeah, I wonder if he felt his penis like laying cold on the ground with ants and ticks and shit all over it.
I think I'd kill myself.
So,
you kill yourself with your phantom like knife?
Yes.
Right. What is it from Talladega Nights? Help put out the fire. Help put out the invisible flames on my friend.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
I used to call you that, but I haven't seen that movie, so it kind of left my mind.
Oh, God, it's funny.
It's quite hilarious. First time I saw it, I was on shrooms.
With, even better.
Drew and Dustin. Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing the whole time. It was amazing.
I only did those once.
What, your mom?
Well, I was raised on a farm.
Shrooms.
So, you know.
I was too.
Ready supply all the time.
I had a roommate that was growing them for like an agriculture project at Virginia Tech.
Or yeah, some sure. shit.
Project.
It's a school project, mommy.
It was cool. And what was good about it is you woke up and you're like, okay, gotta go. You know, it wasn't like, oh, God, I gotta puke.
Well, no, you see, because I stayed up all night and then went straight to work.
Oh, no.
So I took,
you can't do that.
No, I took some with me.
That sounds like you.
And
you at know, work,
yeah,
you were
the,
doing
for
it?
For the energy. Because it gives you like a burst of energy, too. If you don't do a whole
like
lot.
Like Red Bull, it gives you wings?
No, like something
No, it
better.
Gives you ass.
So like I'll just like do a little bit, and I was just best day ever at work. But this was quite a few months ago, back when I was working for Catholic Charities. Even better. Yes.
Okay, everybody.
Tripping on shrooms.
Dark Reverend Dom, Catholic Charities.
Yes.
It's like, I don't even know.
Yes, I'm actually an ordained minister. It's not just a personality.
Oxymoron.
But yeah, it is, because I just have a different view of the world than most people.
Would it be a blind view?
No, it's actually more of a realistic view. I don't see anything
view.
As good or evil. More of
fat.
It has components of both.
Everyone's fat.
You know, and life is more
Big
of a
fatty.
Celebration than it is just working to live.
Right.
I miss my fucking drops, man. I need my drops back, because it would have been like, you're fat, you're gay.
Did you leave them at the pool? Your drops with your children?
No, I left my kids at the pool.
Let me tell you, I went in the bathroom after him. It stunk so bad in there, my log of shit gagged. It was so nasty.
It was so terrible.
That's why we use the Walmart bathroom whenever he uses it. I'm just going to be safer. I'll just drive over there.
Just go to the next door neighbor. Can I use your bathroom? Ours is biohazard. You know, we can't get in it right now. It has orange cones around it.
And caution tape and like laser.
And the police department's here taking fingerprints.
Right. Taking butt cheek prints.
Butt cheek prints.
Dude, so last night we watched Return of the Jedi and it was fucking awesome. And like I said, our friend Kyle had never seen Star Wars, so we watched 1 through 5 and we got really tired of him.
Oh, and Kyle, before you start going, we're going to need you to put the post office box on the main page. Thank you.
Okay. And, anyway, we got tired of him, but it sucks because he, like, missed the best one. In my opinion, I always enjoyed Return of the Jedi the most, and we watched it last night, and I was
like... That's not an opinion, that's the truth.
Oh, well, thank you. And I was like, God, that was a good movie. Like, it's not... Even if you've never watched Star Wars before, or you have no idea what's going on, Return of the Jedi is, like, such an amazing standalone movie. It's so fucking good. I, like, forgot how good it was. It's been, like, probably 8 years since I've watched it. So...
It's epic.
Yes.
Okay, that was interesting.
And Princess Leia was hot. Anyway,
yeah. Was.
What was up with her like titties? Just they were everywhere. Did she have a bra on? She must not have.
I don't care.
Oops.
Have you seen her like now, Carrie Fisher?
I'd still do her.
Not so much.
I don't care. I'd be like, you're Princess Leia.
She probably looks like Angela Lansbury now.
She's probably like 80 years old now.
Angela Lansbury has like always been 80 years old. Like, did that woman age, or was she ever young, or did she just come out of the vagina like 80?
She was young at one time.
Yeah, but she's been like...
She was on Broadway or something.
She Not looks murder, 18... she wrote forever.
Not the 1800s. Carrie Fisher's probably like 50-something, because she was probably around 20 when she did the movies,
right?
I would say.
She's still rich, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all still rich.
I'd do her then.
Even if it's all dried up.
Yeah, because I could use money to lubricate
it. Even if it, like, broke off?
I don't think it would. But she has enough money to fix everything, so it'd be all right.
Yeah, and Luke has the Force,
man. We can make it better.
As long as you have the Force, dude, you're good.
So, telephone calls.
Okay.
I have two. Here we go, the first one.
Hey, Fun Monkeys. What's up? This is Enrique.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you guys are doing well. And I just want to let you guys know that I still listen to your show, and I always look forward for the next one. I'll talk to you guys later.
He sounds sad.
Aww.
He's not a little bit. He's not the normal Enrique.
What is the normal Enrique?
You know, like that.
Okay.
That's Spanish.
That was like really fucking loud, Ricky. What the fuck? My God.
Whenever I hear someone speaking Spanish, I go, that's all I think about.
Slow motion. Epic.
Hey, you guys. Anyway.
Baby.
We're so fucking retarded.
Rocky Road. All right, here we go. Second call.
Hey, guys. It's Braden calling. I just wanted to call and let you guys know how great of a time I had when I was down and how much fun I had recording. It was a great time. I don't know. I just had a lot of fun. And you guys are cool. I can't wait to maybe come down again. I'm not going to be coming down for a little bit because I'm not going down to see my grandma. But I'll talk to you guys soon. And keep up the good work with the show. Talk to you later.
So what if her pussy falls off?
Oh. Well, that just happens in my age, you know.
Ew. Yeah.
That would be gross. Yeah. See, like a grandma walking down the street and her pussy lips just fall on the floor.
Oh, my God. You know what I always think of?
And they're so big. They're like so big that
is a camel's toe.
or it's so big you never want to go back to an Arby's restaurant again.
Oh, my God. It's the five for... For 50 cents deal, right?
Ugh. Grody.
50 cent.
So we're coming up on 30 minutes. All right. We got anything else to say?
I don't know. The only other thing I wanted to say anything about, which I highly doubt any of your people will have any interest in, is on Suicide Girls Monday. It's the highest traffic day. And they put up a set.
Because everybody's like, oh, shit, the weekend's over, man. Exactly. I need something to distract my penis right now.
Yeah. They put up a set.
Or vagina.
And it was called... Nano O'Hara, which is a Japanese for rape blossom, and there was only 6 images in the set.
Rape blossom.
Yeah. There's only 6 images in the set that together insinuated the idea of rape.
Somebody got raped, right.
But because so many people that complained about it, they ended up taking the set off the site and removing her from the site as well.
So she can never be on there again.
She can never be on there again. And
oh, my God.
Wow, that's like Walmart.
Right, and the thing that really upsets me about it, though, is, I mean, this is supposed to be a it's an alt-porn site,
mm-hmm.
You know, of course, dedicated to girls. Although there is a Suicide Boys section. I'll have to let you guys see that
really?
Sometime. Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody I know
Suicide
on there?
Boys.
I don't know. We can check it out.
Okay.
And, you know, these are supposed to be strong, independent women, and... The fact that they're crying about something that may have happened in their past.
I know. I'm like, dude, that's like going on, you know, destroy America, you know, destroyamericaterrorism.com and complaining because someone used a pipe bomb instead of a nuclear bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's either way, it's the same topic. You know, it's Suicide Girls. Nobody actually got raped. Wasn't really
exactly. It was just, like I said, it was only 6 images. That alone meant nothing, but 6 images together that insinuated the idea of.
Right, okay.
But, you know, and I myself, before anybody gets pissed off, was sexually molested by my father when I was like 9. So this is not coming from a
person who doesn't know.
A person that doesn't have that experience. This is a person that had the experience and grew from it and can see something like that and not feel offended because I'm a stronger person because of it. But yet these women, they're supposed to be strong and independent. Cry because they want the attention.
They're probably feminist.
Feminazis?
Feminazis. I actually took a feminine or feminine. I took a feminine.
Feminist?
Yes, I took a feminist class this summer. It was really interesting because it's not just about feminine.
Oh,
I'm retarded.
Godness.
I can't fucking talk.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was about minorities.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Well, I mean, I think the idea that it even has a name or that there's a movement for it defeats the purpose of equal rights. Anything? Any affirmative action?
I would have to disagree with you.
Well, I think
because
it's important for people to be...
It brings up the fact that you are a minority or you are different. It brings up the fact that you think you deserve something extra because of it, which is, again, racism reversed in a positive way instead now. Like the NAACP.
Well, and so that's a different story.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's reverse racism. It's
I know, dude. I know what you mean. Things, though. I know what you mean.
Instead of doing bad things, because you're.
I think it would be different.
You're giving good things instead.
Well, it would be different if everyone was treated equally, and then things change.
Yeah,
but women have never been created, or women have never been.
You almost said it. He almost.
They
said
were
it.
Not created oh that way. They are from
women
my
have
rib.
Never been treated the same as men,
it's
as
true,
in like jobs
true.
Or pay or the ability to even take the same job.
I know what
a man,
you. So. I know what you mean, and I think subconsciously that's what's
Rosie
always,
the Riveter.
I think that's what's always kept yeah. me away from like congregations of people. Even if I have stuff in common with them, it's like, yes, I am a guy that likes guys, and I identify myself as a gay male. But and yes, I believe people should have the same rights because we're all humans, and it's not a big deal. But would I go to some pride and get behind people that also like guys too because I feel like we have something in common? No, because that's just not me. It's like, yeah, dude, you know, it's cool, but that doesn't mean I'm your best friend just because we both like guys. I mean, I understand your battle. And I understand like where you're coming from, but it doesn't mean I feel the same way and want to fight as hard as you want to.
Well, I mean, the more you oppose something, the more you're going to get opposition. The more fight people are going to put back towards it.
Right.
Well,
you know.
So it's better to go inside the system and fuck them up
exactly.
instead of making
no,
it go.
I mean, but isn't that what that
and
that
have illegal
one senator was doing?
Yeah, illegal foot tapping in the bathrooms.
Exactly.
Right. Oh. Wide yeah. stance, man.
That was so
like,
fucking
I'm going to be an anti-gay Republican and then come out. We know a secret story.
I'm married, so I can only do guys in the bathroom. Which is weird. Right. I mean,
but, yeah, I just think that the idea of equality won't happen until we give up fighting against it. Because
everybody wants a piece of the pie, and if we
exactly.
all just took the pie and shut up, it would be okay.
Yeah. Because, you know,
but not everyone's being offered the pie.
They,
more people are getting the pie than
Denny's.
The other ones.
All right, you know what? Check it out. All right, people have been complaining because I don't invite them to the House of D parties, and I'm like, I'm not inviting anybody. It's an open event. The pie is an open event. Anybody
yeah,
can go, and
you,
anybody can get it.
But
if you really
you specifically it. Said people are going to be banned from the party.
Because
yeah,
they took
they're
the
not
pie.
Allowed to have a piece of the pie.
They took
dude,
the pie.
They molested people
they
took
and threw up
the
all
pie.
Over
they took the
shit.
Pie and they neglected the pie.
And then they threw it back up.
By throwing up on my carpet. And by the way, the only part of my house that has carpet is the stairs and one section upstairs.
I know, he's like, wait a minute, hold on, guys. Boom, 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 boom. Runs up to the stairs.
okay,
I'll leave.
Oh, no.
Yes.
He like, had to throw up like right there. It was like just this little
and,
patch.
And on my midget chair, too. So I had to clean all that up the next day. It was so much fun. Whereas everybody else that got sick was throwing up outside. I'm like, yep, it's in the dirt. I don't care.
I threw up in my sink.
Yeah, you know. So you're going to mess stuff up? No. You're not allowed to drink at the party anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
He took his pie.
He took his
he
pie.
He threw it up on my carpet.
He took his pie and then he threw it in your face.
Exactly. So, like I said, I mean,
I was talking
these are
about
supposed
the
to be
other
strong,
person.
Independent women, and they show right then and there by trying to be together in a group. They show that the group dynamic obviously has flaws and weaknesses because one small thing, six images that insinuate an idea.
Right, like if you put them in a Viewmaster, it might
well,
say rape, but if you watch them one by one, it's not a big deal.
Maybe if you would have named the event differently, maybe it wouldn't
the
have
set?
Been as bad. Yeah.
Yeah, because that probably gave people an idea like, oh, that's what it is. Oh, wait a minute, I'm offended.
You could have said blossoming virgin or something.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, people just overreacted, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what people do.
So,
all right.
The group dynamic is a bad thing. If people want to be equal, they need to do it on their own. That's
right.
How you become strong.
Let's end it before it gets all sad and shit.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to send Dom some sparkly
golden
underwear for Halloween, which you have like
or
a week and a half to get to us.
Send me a phantom knife. I want a phantom knife. Christian, apparently, Mr. Christian is sending me a small size shirt.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's like, what kind of shirt do you wear?
Well,
I'm like,
what about me?
A small one. No, he's just sending me something to cheer me up.
I
was like,
paid
for
the post office box.
He's like, well, you got fired. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not sad. He's like, whatever.
I want to get fired so I can get gifts.
I'm like, it's Herb. He'll be fired again in 2 weeks.
Only Herb can be fired and everyone congratulates him.
Yeah.
I'm like, good job. You did
so anyway, send the underwear and anything else you want to send to us to Ricky Burton, post office box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 206-984-FOUL. Oh, you were going to say that, weren't you?
Oh, no, I already said it earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after the
Email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. I want to thank everyone for leaving messages on the website and on the blog. And Big Fatty, you should check out the blog. I made a special blog just for you. There's a picture of you in a Superman outfit just for Halloween. For
I
you.
Can be your Superman.
And the S on it is not for Superman. It's for special.
Oh, I was going to say surrogate.
I'll have to show you what it is real quick. Let's see. I'll bring it up real quick. So you can laugh.
Why are you bringing that up? Next show is going to be a hour show. The next show is going to be the hour-long show.
Yes.
The big mindfuck conglomerate that we do that nobody likes.
That someone can't take quotes from because everyone's changing.
Yeah.
Except for Ricky and Herb.
Exactly. Comment on what I said. Let me know what you think.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think about feminism.
Feminism, the whole Party City thing. Just let me know what you think about what I said. I like to hear other people's point of views so I can grow my own ideas.
And you know what else?
And
I want to hear people's I got fired or I quit or I fucked that shit up
or
job
what's
stories.
What's the best way you've been fired?
Yeah,
from
I want to hear that because I've had 10 jobs, but literally I've only walked away professionally, legally from two of them. The rest of them I just got rid of. I was just like, fuck that, and I walked out. This is the only one I've ever been let go by. So
did you see this, what I posted about Ryan?
Yeah.
IP on me. You have to check out this. Whatever about
yeah, he has,
okay,
he
people.
Has huggies.
This is Ricky.
This is Herbalicious.
And this is Reverend Dom.
This is episode 125. Have a great week and talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Taylor the Latte Boy.
And Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
And Rodan.
From Pod is my co-pilot, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys, that funky monkey.
You're showing
smell
your
something
age.
Foul.
Hey, Beastie Boys are timeless. They're like John Stamos.
But you are old. Like John Stamos.
That's staying in. You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, you're also
right.
A guy.